Boys, nice and comfortable now? How was training this morning, Murph?
Yeah, it was a good little session. Coming into a big game against one of our arch rivals, obviously, in Essendon tomorrow. So, yeah, boys are nice and sharp and looking forward to it.
Kate, I just mentioned to the coach before, and I say that with respect when I'm talking about our senior players, I'm sure you'll realise what I'm referring to, but 262-game veteran, 300 not within the realms, is that a goal of yours?
No.
Would you like to be a 300-game player?
Oh, I'd love to be a 300-game player, but yeah, I sort of know where I'm at, and at this age, you can sort of only take it 1 year at a time, so as Bolt said, the performance is good, good enough to make sure I'm holding a spot, then they'll keep putting contracts in front of me, so that's sort of my main focus.
Absolutely staggered at 76 kilos. I'm not too sure when you bulked up since I last saw you, but 76 kilos, you could probably ride at Flemington on Saturday. Of how you could put up with the rigours of AFL football. What is it?
I think it's a bit of an advantage being light. Probably doesn't have the same effect, the wear and tear on the body, as if you're carrying around 100 kilos. So I know when I first started out speaking to Matty Lappin a lot, he was the same. He sort of saw it as an advantage, and yeah, probably a bit of luck involved as well.
Okay, a lot of skinny blokes have played good footy. You've only got a little Michael Tucker and turn around and say, well, he's not built to be a footballer, but of course went on to make a name for himself in the AFL, VFL as well too. Murph, talk about your mate here beside you. I mean, he leads by example. I get the chance, of course, of a Saturday or a Sunday, whenever we're playing, to sit out there with the public. And I've never known a player, whether he does the wrong thing on the ground even, to cop it from the crowd. They just love him, absolutely love him. And I think it's the diminutive size of him, plays above his height, plays above his weight, and just continually is there.
Yeah, you're right. I obviously spent a few games this year on the sidelines and was sitting in front of the bloke on the weekend, and he was Mr. Reliable every time he got anywhere near the ball. And the crowd love him. His teammates love playing with him for all those things that you mentioned. He's 76 kilos and probably the most courageous player at our football club, and he would do anything for his teammates, a real team man, and love playing with him, hopefully for a few more years yet.
Okay, how did the young blokes see this fellow here? I mean, we've got a couple of young guys this year. We mentioned Withering beforehand. We've got Jack Silvani. Do they use him as a mentor?
Oh, it'd be crazy not to. I think he probably had one of the best pre-seasons I've seen him have, and at 32, Simo? At 32, leading or just behind Ed Kerno in all the running challenges, and didn't miss a beat throughout the whole pre-season. Set a great example for those young guys coming to the football club, and to be able to play along those sort of guys with, you know, Weary playing his first year and Lockie Plowman playing down there beside him. It's great for those guys to learn from someone like Kate.
Kate, it's quite interesting when I go back through your CV and I turn around and think, correct me if I'm wrong here, 2003, 2006 you came to us?
2003.
2003. I was trying to be a little bit nice here, but 2003, the journey for you to come across here, just explain a little bit about how you joined us at Carlton.
I'm a Melbourne boy originally, so I grew up out in the Yarra Valley. Played all my juniors out in Emerald, and then was lucky enough to get a chance with the Eastern Rangers in the TAC Cup. And then just from there, draft camp, and I didn't really speak to Carlton too much up there. I had a quick chat with Shano, but that was the year they thought they had picked one and two, so they didn't really, they sort of penciled in who they wanted, and then obviously the penalty came in, and I wasn't sure where I was going to go on the draft day, but was wrapped when Carlton called my name out. I was really happy just to be staying in Melbourne, and to go to one of the big clubs in Carlton, and such a proud club, was a massive honour.
Murph, we were missing a lot of our, I won't say culture, but we were missing a lot of our fire and brimstone at Carlton for a long, long time. Now we're starting to see a little bit coming back here at the moment. You came from a different environment. You came from a footballing background.
Football's been in my family for quite a while. My grandpa played for Hawthorn, and the old man played for Fitzroy predominantly. Football's obviously been a big part of my life. Ever since I've walked into the club, the whole family's always been Carlton supporters, and no doubt we'll stay that way for the rest of our lives. And it's a place that I really love love to be around, and hopefully Soss can give me a 5 or 6 year contract and stick around for a fair way along.
I had the privilege the other day of interviewing your wife. We had a girls and wags day at the Carltonians, and I looked at your wife and thought, you must have adopted those three children, because she couldn't keep that body and do that sort of thing. Sorry, Adam, sorry.
I think you're talking about Andrew Walker's wife, mate. I don't have three kids either, but...
Hey, you just told me before you had three of the goldfish. Something we don't know about.
Three of them?
Yeah, no, he did. He told me he's got three kids and a goldfish.
You said his birth had three kids. I just...
No, you said he's got three kids and a goldfish.
You said he has three kids. I said, yeah, and a goldfish.
Yeah, all right. That's okay, Kate. I'll get square with you a little bit later on. Never ever argue with the media. Never argue with a man with a microphone, because I bring it up every bloody time. Murph, let's go back a little bit to the start of the year when all of a sudden we learned that Brendan Bolton was going to be the new face, the new coach. What was the feeling amongst the players?
I think initially one of excitement. I think when you have a new coach come into the organisation, we had a lot of new coaches as well and new staff members starting off on a fresh slate and trying to prove yourself to a new coach is always really exciting. I think that was a way in which everyone approached the pre-season, setting a really high standard and a really good start off and really growing from there. So it's gone really quick. And we've still got one more game to go, and all our exit meetings and everything next week, and we'll finish next Friday and then have a well-earned break and look forward to coming back bigger and stronger next year.
Well, Simo was saying he hopes the body holds up and can get to 300 games, so frustrating end of the year for you?
Yeah, it has. Hurt my ankle out here back in round 10, and initially thought I'd probably miss about a month, but yeah, it just didn't heal as well as what we would have liked. Probably didn't identify it as early as well. But, that's the way football goes, unfortunately, sometimes. But I'll get a full pre-season, which I haven't had in probably 3 or 4 years. So I'm looking forward to really kicking off the pre-season in really good fashion in mid-November and hit the ground running next season.
As a captain of Carlton, would you do anything much different than what you've done so far in relation to leadership?
Not really. I'm still growing in the leadership area. I think everyone, even Simo being 32, everyone's continuing to grow, and I think that's been a really good aspect of our footy club at the moment. We're all striving to be better and all really pushing each other to be better. So I've still got room to grow in my leadership, and so is everyone else at the football club, and we're trying to create as much density as we can in that area. So it's something that we're always looking at, and Bolts has been a really good teacher in that aspect as well.
Tell us about some of the younger kids, Kane, and you can join in with me here, and you both can have a chat with me here in relation to, you there, Kate, you're right? Okay. Tell me a little bit about the young fellows that we've got at Carlton, and tell me a little bit about where you see the direction that we're heading in.
Yeah, so everyone's obviously seen Jacob, and I've had quite a bit to do with him down in the back line. So as Bolt said, composure is just the word that sort of jumps into your mind when you think of Jacob. Really mature body, mature head, sees the game really well, and probably really wants to learn as well. Asks for a lot of advice and training out on the ground as well, how he can get better. So, when a guy comes in at 18 and is doing that sort of stuff, sort of puts a bit of a pep in my step as well, and shows we're on the right track. Other younger guys we've seen in, obviously Charlie Curnow, massive upside with Charlie. I think he's pretty raw at the moment, a bit of a raw talent, but probably all the physical aspects of his game, he could be an absolute superstar, and could see him playing sort of midfield forward and swinging down back at times as well. Jack's been really impressive since he's come in, just that really lead up sort of forward, and probably one of the best set shots in the team already at 18, so good.
Did you ever see John Wayne play for you, Murph?
Yeah, I saw a bit of Soss.
Did you?
Yeah, I was a North Melbourne supporter growing up, but I always used to enjoy watching Soss down at fullback in long sleeves, and young Jack doing the same thing in the black boots and the long sleeves as well. It's good to see.
North Melbourne, aren't you glad you didn't go there? I suppose where I'm coming from, when we look at young Jack, I've never seen a clone of their father. I mean, I see him run on the ground. He's got the same running style. He's got the same style with his father. Looks slow, but is there. Great tackler of the ball and a great kick. You're right. You've summed him up in three words there.
Yeah, he's got a real bandy legs, Jack. So exactly the same as his old man. He keeps on telling me. So good to have him in the locker next to me, number two as well. He's going to be a really good player for us for a lot of years.
Of course, I'll let you into a little secret very shortly. We're going to be interviewing the Silvanis. Well, Kenny Sheldon's going to come up and interview the Silvanis. We'll be having Serge, of course, having Steve, and we'll be having Jack up here on the stage. So I'm looking forward to that. So, Kenny, we look forward to having a chat with the boys. Just before we finish, gentlemen, you can pop back downstairs. If you look back to your year now, from a playing perspective from you guys at the moment, have you achieved what you wanted to do in 2016? Could you have done a little bit better? Or have you set about a plan to probably plan to see for next year?
I was just talking to Jeff before. It's pretty hard to say the year's been a complete success when you're not playing finals.
Yeah.
So that's probably where I stand, but obviously so many positives to take out of the year as well. Obviously the young guys just spoken about the way they've come through. System and the effort for the boys as well. We've been in so many games this year, probably could have won quite a few more. Probably not a complete success, but definitely the building blocks and positives are there. Really springboarding the pre-season. Look forward to next year.